A new host took the helm at NPR's 1A starting July 6th. She most recently worked as a talk show and podcast host at NPR member station WBEZ in Chicago. WPSU's Christine Allen spoke with Jen White about getting her start in public radio and why she thinks 1A is so important right now.
Jen White, thank you so much for taking some time out to talk with us.
My pleasure.
You are an experienced public radio manager, interviewer, host, producer of in-depth podcasts and documentaries. So I think people might be surprised by what program first drew you to public radio. Tell us about that.
I was 16. My older sister, Dana, and I were driving, and she said, "There's this show. You got to hear it." It's these two guys. Crazy guys. They're hilarious, but they're really smart. They know a lot about cars. And it was Car Talk. That was my introduction to public radio. That was my gateway show.
The gateway drug. Your career had a bit of an unusual trajectory. Mm-hmm. You worked in management first, mm-hmm. and then in front of a mic later, actually on the front lines of creating radio. How did that happen?
You know, so I loved radio. I'd fallen in love with it even before I was introduced to public radio. And so when I saw this position at the public radio station open for, you know, someone in fundraising, I was like, wait, this is my opportunity. Let me get in there. And that was the way I got my foot in the door. And I was really fortunate in that I had the opportunity along the way to learn from really incredible journalists and to make that transition roughly mid-career, a little earlier than mid-career. And I got to learn by doing, by watching and by working alongside my colleagues. And when the opportunity opened up to move full-time into the newsroom, I was able to make that move.
What is it about being in front of the mic that intrigued you so much?
Well, my mom would tell you I just like to talk a lot, but that's not really what it is. I love hearing people's stories. I love good conversations. And I also really enjoy teasing out the nuances of an issue in ways that help us all better understand how we live, why we live. Mm-hmm. Where we live, the places, you know, the places we live. And that takes time and it takes a lot of attention to detail, mm-hmm. and it takes listening. But I am really fascinated by and just remain in love with the way a good conversation can open our minds and help us better understand the world around us.
You've had a number of opportunities to really sink your teeth into big projects, mm-hmm. that have allowed you to do that. One podcast on the shooting of Laquan McDonald, mm-hmm. in Chicago, the making of Oprah, and the making of Obama, for which you landed a very rare post-presidency interview,
yeah.
with Barack Obama. How did you do that?
Well, I wish I could claim it was me. It was our producer, Colin McNulty. He is probably the most tenacious producer I've ever known.
He must be.
And he just will not let go. Once, you know, if it's an interview he wants, he will just keep plugging away. And he just stayed in contact with their camp and was eventually able to secure that interview for us.
Of course, it's always a career move to come from a member station, yeah. and to host a national NPR show. But besides that, what is it about the program itself, 1A, that interested you?
Well, two things. And this wasn't something I knew when I was interviewing for the job. I didn't know we would be in this moment, mm-hmm. where we're having a national conversation about race and policing, and we're in the midst of a pandemic and, you know, a recession. I didn't know that would be happening. But what I loved was the fact that the show served as a convener for a national conversation, a conversation that included listener voices, because people can interact with the show in so many ways, you know, through Twitter or through Facebook. They can leave us, you know, voice messages, and they can text us, and we make sure to include those voices in the conversation. I think having a place where that happens is even more important now. I didn't know that was going to be the case, but I think there's so much opportunity to help us talk to one another through a show like this.
Jen White, thank you so much for your time, and we welcome your voice and your perspective to WPSU as host of 1A.
Christine, thank you.
WPSU's Christine Allen speaking with Jen White, the new host of NPR's 1A. You can hear 1A weekday afternoons at 1 on WPSU.